sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I want to read to you today something that I've been trying to say, and this person says it a lot better than I can. But he's saying the same thing, but he's saying it in a different way than I would have said it, because I don't use words as well as this person does. But anyway, I read it for you. And said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Now, some Bibles say, who diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. And goes on to say, faith is the biblical response to the truth. And believing truth is a choice. Faith is something you decide to do, not something you feel like doing. Believing truth doesn't make it true. It's true, so we believe it. The New Age movement, and the name it and claim it adherents, are distorting the truth by saying that we create reality through what we believe. We can't create reality. We can only respond to reality. Faith must have an object. It's not the idea that you merely believe that counts. It's what or who you believe that counts. Everybody believes in something. And everybody walks by faith according to what he or she believes. But what you believe isn't true, then how you live won't be right. Thus faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. Your faith is only as great as your knowledge of the object of your faith. If you have little knowledge of God and his word, you will have little faith. That's why faith can't be pumped up. Any attempt to live by faith beyond what you absolutely know to be true is presumption. If you only believe what you feel, you'll be led through life by one emotional impulse after another. The path of truth begins with the truth of God's word. Believe the truth and walk by faith according to what truth you believe. And then your feelings will line up with what you think and how you behave. We can't decide for ourselves what we would like to believe and then believe it, expecting God to respond to our faith. God is under no obligation to man. There is no way we can cleverly word a prayer in such a way that God must answer it. He is under obligation only to himself. He will always stay true to himself and keep his word and his covenant with mankind. It is not our place to determine what is true and try to persuade God to capitulate to our will. He is the truth. We are to ask according to his will and desire, and his will above all else. Now John 4:15 tells us that, you know, in so many words, it says, as if you ask according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we know we have whatever we petition God for. But that's not just saying you ask God for things. People will tell you all you got to do is ask God in the name of Jesus. No, you got to ask God in the name of Jesus. But Jesus says in John 15:7, I think it is, said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will. See, there's always a way to do anything. And we get so hooked up on what we've been told in the church. And that's why I say the devil is deceiving not only the world, he's deceiving the church too. And we need to get to know God and God's word in order to be able to defend ourselves against these deceptions. See, a deceived man, like I said some time ago, deceived man believes what the deceiver is telling him. So he believes it so strongly, he has faith in it, and he'll do what the deceiver did, what the deceiver is trying to get him to do. That's why con men operate. They get you to believe in something that's not so, to their benefit. And when it's all said and done, they walk away with the money or whatever else they want, and you stand there looking, saying, "Abba, abba, 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 abba." You know, you've been tricked. And so now, it's the same thing. Life is God gave man life, and he gave it to us for a purpose. If we were to rule and reign over everything that God created on this earth, even some of the things in the heavens, we were to have control over. But we blowed it, or whatever, when Satan decided that he was going to do his own thing after God told him not to eat of that fruit. He went and disobeyed God, and that God had already told him, "In the day you do that, you're going to die." But he didn't know about death, and he didn't know, so he went ahead and did it. He let the woman persuade him to do it, because the devil persuaded the woman. So the Bible says he didn't persuade Adam, he persuaded the woman. The woman persuaded Adam because she ate first and gave to him after he saw nothing happened to her. But see, we can always be off on the, it's easy for us to get off on the wrong track because of what we believe. We have been taught from childhood, as far back as I can remember, go to church and go to heaven, which the Bible does not teach that either. But I'm not going to get into that today, but we can't get into that too, because the Bible doesn't promise that. But anyway, I'm not going to try to prove it to you today because of my limited time. But if we would learn to read the Bible and ask God to teach us and give us understanding of his word, and then give us the courage to live and do as it says, even to speak his word. See, the man's words are powerful. Satan knows your words are powerful. He can't make you do anything, but he gives the power of suggestion. Is powerful. He can suggest to you and keep suggesting to you, hearing this over and over and over again. Pretty soon you believe what he says, because you've been hearing it like that and hearing it from so many people in so many different ways, the same thing. And yet you have the reality, but you don't have the truth. I made an analogy one time when I was teaching Sunday school that I had a peach pit. And I took it to Sunday school with me, and I said, "In my hand, I have a peach pit. The truth is, it's a peach pit. But in reality, it's a peach pit. But the truth is, you got a peach orchard in your hand. If you use it the way God says to use it, put it in the ground, let it grow into a tree which will produce more peaches, which will produce more pits. And when you plant the pits, you find more trees, have more trees, you have more peaches, more pits, and it goes on until you run out of space to put them. If you do it that way. But most people just take the pit and throw it away, whatever else, or make some kind of jewelry out of it or something like that. But they have to be planted in the right kind of ground to produce the kind of peaches you want. So Sometimes the ground to get planted in, they don't produce. That's going into something else. But then that's all in God's word. We need to know God's word and get to know his word and his way, and things would be a lot. I don't say that you're gonna have a mansion here on earth, and you're gonna drive a fancy car and have a boat out on the lake and airplane in the hangar. and all that, but you will be able to survive until the coming of the Lord, until you go to sleep and he wake you up, and you'll become as he is. So says the Bible. I'm getting a little off track again, but it's all right. I understand. Satan tries to any way he can to distract you from the truth. He wants you, he don't mind you going to church. You can go to church and jump and shout hallelujah and run all over and knock people down and spit on folks and all that. And when you get through doing that, come on out, just don't learn nothing. See, if you don't ever get to know God's word, you can't, you're talking about you standing on the promises. Yeah, you're standing on promises, but all those promises are not the promises that you're hearing from the pulpit. Some of them promises that you don't know about and Satan don't want you to know about is what will happen if you don't do what God says. If you don't even bother to listen, that's disrespecting God in my eyes, in my way I look at it. That's disrespecting God altogether if you don't ever pick up his word. To read it just for yourself. You don't have to wait till you go to church or Sunday school or Bible study or something like that to read the word. Read for yourself. You have to face God for yourself, not the pastor, not the deacon, not the mothers, and nobody else in the church. It's an individual thing, individual as well as collective. We are to know God's word for ourselves. And this is why I try to encourage anybody to read this Bible for yourself. Don't just take what you hear from the pulpit or from me or from anybody else. Just get in the Bible for yourself and get to know for yourself what God says. And then you'll be free from what they say. You know, they say it's gotten a whole lot of us in a world of trouble on what they say. They said, and come to find out what they said was nothing but a con game. So anyway, I hope and pray that someone will learn something from this dumb old man. I hope somebody will learn something from this. And if God can take a foolish man like myself and give him the nerve to get on here and talk to people and people that I don't know. And I have that kind of care in my heart for people. I always care for people and never want to hurt anybody, anything that. But it, this is too important to just trust in what your pastor say or what the Pope say or what anybody else says. You need to get in this book and learn for yourself and get to know God for yourself. And this is just about all Brother Gadsby has to say today. I pray that you'll have a good week, and may God bless you and keep you. And I'm going to keep on loving you whether you love me or not, and let that be the reason, my brother and my sister. This is Brother Gadsby. See you next week.
We hope today's message equipped you with the knowledge to help you withstand the deceptions of Satan. If you would like to correspond with this ministry or become a sponsor, please write Brother Leon Gadsby at P.O. Box 145, Campsie, Louisiana 71411, or you may phone him at 318-652-2029. Until next time, may you continually grow in Christ, and may God richly bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our Bishop, with an anointed sermon already in progress. Come on. Bishop Tommy Morris.